I'm trying, I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is August 3rd, 2009. I've got 74 days today. Thanks. I don't know where to begin. I think the first time I drank, I was 15, and we went to a bowling alley and brought in little bottles of liquor and put them in our drinks and decided to lay on pool tables, and that was pretty much the extent of it. Then it progressively started getting more and more on the weekends, and I'm so nervous. Started drinking more and more on the weekends. Didn't really do, well, actually I did, I started doing drugs around the same time. I don't think it was really that bad until I was about 17, and then I started doing heavier drugs more often every day kind of deal thing, and the worst was probably by the time I was about 18, 19, after I graduated high school, I had free time all the time, other than a little part-time job that I had, get off work at 4 in the afternoon and go get a quart of beer and start out just like that, and then, you know, drink all night, wake up, go to work the next day and do that. And I'm trying to think, that pretty much was the beginning of the end of it all. I started drinking every single day. I go like 2 weeks without drinking and think that I didn't have a problem because I could go 2 weeks without drinking and stuff like that. But then I'd end up right back where I was. My mom wouldn't know where I was for days, weeks. She'd kick me out, and I'd just use it as an excuse to not go home. Oh, my mom kicked me out, so I can just go out and drink and get messed up every single night now and not have anyone yell at me for it. And so I started doing that. Every day, this progressively got worse and worse and worse and worse, and then, like, I thought I was getting better, and I wasn't getting better. I was just like, oh, I'll just smoke weed every day, and then be fine, and then not drink. But then, after, you know, 2 weeks of doing that, then I'd go right back to drinking every day. And then I think the past 3 years have probably been the absolute worst. I was hanging out in, like, crack dealers' houses and staying up for, like, 3 days straight and talking to trash cans and stuff like that, thinking that they were people. They were not. And they didn't answer back. And then seeing, like, a group of guys on the side of the house and stuff, like, there was nobody there. And screaming at them and yelling at them, and nobody was there. But it's fine. And then I hung out there for a couple months, probably. Like, I'd go home for, like, 3 days to, like, rejuvenate and charge myself, you know, charge my battery, and then go back out for 4 days, and then not go home, and lost my job. I texted my boss. I quit. Like, texted back, real mature China. Like, whatever, because I had been up all night. I'm like, I can still go to work. It's fine. No. 4 o'clock comes around, you know, and I'm like, I can't go to work today, so I guess I'll just quit my job. Assistant manager. I'll just quit. It's fine. So I quit, and I was unemployed until about a week ago. Since then, this was about a year ago, about a year and a half ago. And then I'm going too fast. That was bad. I mean, like, just running the streets and being wasted, riding bicycles throughout the streets, falling all over the place, and falling out of cars because I was so drunk, and getting staph infection from it because I ripped my skin open. It's fine. And then that was the worst part, just hanging out. Like, I always picked the worst people to hang out with. If I could find the most gutter trash of people, I found them and decided to make myself just like them. And always knew that, like, I wasn't truly like them. And, you know, I did the same stuff that they did, but in the back of my mind, I knew that it was wrong and that I shouldn't be doing it. And, but it was okay because they were all doing it, and that's why I hung out with them, to justify why I was doing it. They're just as bad as I am, so it's okay. you know, I don't look any worse. But in reality, they're all talking about me just as much as I'm talking about them. I had no good friends, not one. Even now, like, I'm still struggling with the people that I think are my closest friends really aren't, and it's hard to keep going through friends over and over and over again. Like, I know way too many people. You know, I'm friends with one person for a week, then I hate them. Then friends with another person for a couple weeks, and, you know, you hate them and stuff. And it's the addiction. You just get messed up with them. They're just someone to party with and have fun with, and then you find out what they're really about, or they find out what you're really about, vice versa, or whatever. Then about 6 months ago, I started taking Xanax when I was about 15. Or no, 18. 18. And took it normally. Like, you know, I didn't drink with it and stuff like that. But recently I found out it was, you know, the hangover cure. So take a couple of Xanax and then I'm fine. And then I feel like drinking again. So I start drinking on them. And then by the end, you know, it's like you're taking mass amounts of stuff because you don't remember that you're taking them and you're not eating, and instead, I mean, you just drink and that's all you do. And I was sloppy, and just, I look at myself now and how I was before, and I just never, ever, ever, ever want to go back to it. It was just disgusting, disrespecting yourself, and you don't care how you look to other people. And now, it's funny how I, like, actually started coming. I don't know where it came from. I just, like, started all of a sudden talking about AA. I'm going to do it. Don't know who brought it up to me, where it came from, or anything. Just, like, started thinking about it. And for my first day sober, I went to a friend's house, and it was, like, 11:30 in the morning. She was wasted, annihilated, just like in between crying hysterically, then she's laughing, then she's crying, then she's hitting someone and just being crazy. And sat there for like a couple hours hanging out with her, trying to figure out how to get away from her. And someone asked me to move my car, so I went outside, I sat in my car, I'm like, well, they know I'm going to be back in, but, you know, if the door is locked, then I'm just going to leave. It's a sign to leave. But they knew I was coming back in. Well, I walked up there, the door was locked. And then I was like, awesome. So I left as a reason to leave. Went to a meeting to find out, you know, walked in. I'm like, yeah, I just want to see what time, you know, the meetings are and stuff like that. And like, do you have an hour? Got there right as the meeting was starting, which was pretty cool, because if I had left any earlier, there wouldn't have been a meeting starting, and I probably would have still been drunk right now. And started going to meetings every day, multiple meetings. And I mean, at first, the first month was rough. I mean, first 2 weeks going through withdrawals and stuff, that was hard. But the first month was rough because I have social anxiety, and meeting new people is not my thing. I mean, I drank to meet people. That's how I've made friends. You know, get wasted, and, you know, my bar buddies, those became my friends. And doing this now, it's like I have to do it on my own. I have to, like, push myself to do stuff. It's helped me a lot with my social skills, getting them back. It's like, I feel like it's like starting high school all over again. You know, like, just a bunch of people coming together, and you have to, like, find out where you fit in, and, you know, who the people are you want to associate with and stuff. And it's pretty, I don't know, rambling. But, I have to say that this is probably the best thing I've done in 10 years. You know, all the people that I've gone through and people that I've hurt so many people. And it's like, you don't even realize that you're hurting them because you're so consumed in yourself. And it's insane. I mean, like, I used to walk down the street, you know, I didn't have a car, so I'd walk everywhere and be so hungover, praying to God that someone would run me over so I could just die. And then finally, I did get hit. I was at the Green Iguana, and, you know, it was after the bar closed, and, you know, people park in front on the grass, and I'm walking out there, my friends are fighting, you know, and I'm being, you know, the girl that, you know, breaks up fights. Who does that? like I can stop it. So they're fighting and stuff. And then finally, you know, I step back. I'm standing on the sidewalk. And one of the guys involved in the fight, he hopped in his car, which is right next to me, and spun out, hit me, and ran me over. And then, you know, the paramedics came. It was fine. My knee hurt really bad, but, you know, like, do you want to go to the hospital? I'm like, no. Give me Vicodin. You know, ask my friends. So, you know, they give me a handful of, like, pain pills, and I go on with my night. Wake up in the morning. I mean, that happened a lot. Of hurting myself. Broke my elbow. Fell down. My shoe broke in half, so I fell downstairs. I was so drunk. Broke my elbow. Didn't realize it until 7 o'clock in the morning on my way home when I'm starting to come off everything. Then you realize, oh, what'd I do? And I did that a lot, falling down and hurting myself. But now I broke lots of bones, lots of stuff. The emergency room was my best friend. And, of course, I never went as the incident happened because I couldn't drink in the hospital. Couldn't get wasted. But just say, like, since I've done all this and everything and started coming to meetings and starting to find myself, my real self, the person who I am, the person that I have always meant to be, but got lost. And it's kind of awesome, you know, every once in a while. You know, I have really, really, really bad days. I think they are, but they're really not. But to me, they are. I guess that's all that matters in your own head. But the good days, even though, like, I sometimes feel like I have bad days more than I have good days, the good days still outweigh the bad. And, you know, I feel like I have spiritual awakenings, like, periodically, you know, where it's just like, oh my God, wow, like, that's amazing. Like, this happened. Yeah, this is so awesome or awful. But then something amazing comes out of it, and you just realize that everything will work out as long as you believe in it and you have faith in it and you find your higher power and pray and all that good stuff. And that's all I have. Thank you.